Previously on From Shelley with Love, Achieving Your Glittery Goals, we tossed confetti and celebrated all the sparkly things, and not so sparkly actions, you've already taken towards seeing your goal, devotions, resolutions, or dreams come to life. Then we talked about what to do if your big glittery goal was quickly turning into a big gloopy flop. We tapped into our intuition, heart, gut, or whatever makes our spidey senses tingle, and asked ourselves, does my glittery goal still make my heart explode with glee? Our intuition responded, and some of us discovered that our big glittery goal was not quite aligning with what we really wanted. Then we learned that a goal that truly lights you up will pull you towards it, a bit like how I'm lured by all that is sparkly, polka-dotty, and pink in a Kate Spade store. And finally, we began tweaking and tailoring our big glittery goal to fit us like our favourite pair of jeans. Whew! And now, onto the final episode of the Achieving Your Glittery Goals series. What's your pretty plan for achieving your glittery goal? Okay. You probably have a pretty plan to achieve your glittery goal, right, sweet friend? Remember what happens to glittery goals without pretty plans? Yep, they become pipe dreams, and they'll never become anything more, unless you create and stick to an achievable pretty plan of action. Achievable and action are the optimal keywords here. If it's not achievable, then you'll become completely overwhelmed, get stuck in the land of perfectionism and comparison, and before you know it, your glittery goal has been tossed onto a smoldering pile of burnout, leaving you dripping with feelings of failure. Ew. Let's not do that. Instead, take a moment to review your achievable pretty plan of action, and if you don't have one, it's never too late to create one. Here's what I want you to do. Get crystal clear on what. You know that it's time to really get to work. But what exactly needs to be done? Set a 5-minute timer and write a list of all the actions you still need to take in order to achieve your glittery goal. Be sure to include any skills, financial investment, time, or other resources you may also need. Next, it's time to prioritize and schedule. Now you're clear on what actions you need to complete and what you need to complete them. It's time to prioritize these actions and schedule time to, yes, you guessed it, take action. Seriously, how many times can I say action in one sentence? Ensure each action is broken into achievable, dainty, bite-sized pieces by allocating a time and date to each action. Be sure to take its priority level into consideration. Scheduling the achievable actions into your diary, calendar, planner, or whatever you use to keep yourself on track. Set the scene and work your magic. Your actions are now prioritized and scheduled. Yay! But now it's time to work your magic. Doing the following doesn't need to feel like, work. Seriously, what's the fun in that? Create a dreamy workspace with inspiring quotes and pretty things. Work from your favorite hipster coffee shop or hotel. Light a beautiful scented candle. Put on your favorite lipstick. Make your favorite drink. Or crank tunes that get you into the mood. Hey, I'm all for having a dance party before you get to work. Make this scheduled time something special and that you really look forward to, not dread. And don't forget, celebrate each time you check an action off your list. Confetti toss, you just created your pretty plan. But what do you do on days that you feel like the sky is falling or you just can't get yourself moving towards that big glittery goal? Because hey, we all have those days. Well, love, I've got you covered. Here are my extra sparkly bonus tips for creating our total rock star and rock solid pretty plan. It's all about inspiration and help. Sparkalicious tip number one, inspire. Have a plan for staying inspired and motivated. Something I always have on hand is plenty of material to keep me motivated and inspired. Before getting to work on my actions for the day, I spend 15 to 30 minutes indulging in anything that lights my heart on fire. There's no rules or limits. However, I do prefer to pull inspiration from outside of my area of expertise. For example, right now I'm obsessed with Domino and Style at Home magazine, The Fizzle Show podcast, and Emily Henderson's daily design email newsletters. Here's what I want you to do. Create a list of magical inspiration that you can use day to day or to pep you up on an off day. I created myself a Google Sheet that's saved to my Google Drive so I can access it anywhere called Dreamy Inspiration. It contains DIY, home decor, girl boss, reads, and must watch categories. Under each category are links to websites, magazines, blogs, people, videos, books, quotes, songs, and podcasts that totally rock my world. One click and I'm transported to inspiration heaven. Sparkalicious tip number two, help. So the Googles and the YouTubes aren't quite working out for you. There is a way to figure out just about anything. I know this because I have been in an intimate relationship with my besties, Google and YouTube, for years. And whilst I'm all for figuring it out, there's a brilliant question that begs to be asked. Is figuring it out really the best use of my time? The answer is probably not. Actually, scratch that, it's definitely not. These days, I give myself a realistic time limit to figure something out. 30 minutes, 2 hours, half a day, depending on the complexity of figuring out that needs to be done. If I haven't done just that within the time I've allocated, I enlist the help of a superhero. I mean, expert. Hey, they sure feel like a superhero to me. A business strategist, web developer, personal trainer, photographer, naturopath, whoever is best fitted to the solution I need. To be honest, when I've invested in expert help, not only did things work out way better than I could have ever imagined in the first place, I got more done with less time and stress. OMG, so worth it. Here's what I want you to do. Take a look at your glittery goal and identify who can help you realize your big sparkly dream. This could be a hand from a beautiful friend or the glittery wand of an expert. Then reach out to that person and ask for help, or at least have a preliminary conversation about the way you need help and how that person might be able to help you. Beautiful friend, it's more than okay to ask for help. In fact, I wholeheartedly encourage it. None of us have all the answers. And that's a wrap on our Achieving Your Glittery Goals party. Styling a life you love begins with inspired action and a pretty plan. Stop pinning those pipe dreams onto a Pinterest board without doing anything about it. It's time to take action now. So let's recap. 1. Set your goal. If you haven't already, it's not too late. It's never too late. 2. Check in with how your goal makes you feel often and stay connected to your why. 3. Make your achievable pretty plan of action and schedule your time. And finally, 4. Set your dreamy space and work your magic. Then we had 2 sparklicious bonus tips for a rockstar pretty plan. Stay inspired, and last but certainly not least, seek help from a glitter wand bearing expert. And there you have it, a totally sparkly recipe for finally achieving your glittery goals. And now I'd love to hear from you. Pop on over to the free and super fun Style Lovers and Glittery Besties Facebook group and share 3 actions on your pretty plan or something you need help figuring out. I'll be hanging out over there throwing celebratory dance parties, much needed truth talk, and sparkly advice like confetti. Here's to achieving those glittery goals this year. Coming up, I'm from Shelley with Love. You see, while hubby was rapidly raising his eyebrows saying, "Hello, ladies," I found myself furiously writing notes and making statements like, "Seriously, in 2016, we still think such a competition is acceptable? Where are the true representation of American women? Huh? So why am I on my high unicorn drawing attention to a topic or watching such a program if it riles me up this much?" Find out next week. Head on over to fromshellywithlove.com for even more swimworthy articles, or to find out how you and I can toss confetti. I mean, work together. See you next week.